the journey that your 11-year-old cat took, but there's good news with the Aero Club. So next up is ACATO Don, followed by KB6NU. And Don, I'm sure your weekend was very busy with CrowdStrike.
Thanks, Pat. ACATO Don. Well, fortunately, pretty well got the department unfouled on Friday. And apparently now I have heard that apparently if you just keep rebooting over and over, eventually you'll get the fixed version. I have heard the count of 20 reboots, and I don't think that's a precise number. But in any case, we did save one of our emeritus faculty who was in Australia, and we had no ability to go visit him, but he got it going, and we got most of the rest. I stopped by that WAUM shack and got three of them working myself, and the other two, some of my students prepared a USB bootable stick that could fix it quickly, so things are pretty well recovered. I actually got up to the roof a little earlier. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. There were some questions about the roofers and the antenna cables and all, so John and I got our hard hats and went up there and talked to the roofers, and I think things are in pretty good order. It's a huge job they're doing there, but they seem to be doing pretty nice, careful work, so we will see what comes of that. On those Quanshang radios, I picked one up at Dayton also. I've done nothing with it. I don't think I'm going to try to put the HF board in. I don't, my experience with, you know, HF with an inadequate antenna or QRP radios in general has been very disappointing. I haven't had the best of luck with DMR either. So, but nevertheless, I would like to try the firmware with, like, the VHF spectrum analyzer and some of the bells and whistles. It's small and light and inexpensive, so I think it's a pretty good competitor for the Baofeng. That it powers from a regular USB-C is another plus. So it's on my list of unfinished projects. Back to that, ACATO.